It sounds like a MB Writers.
MB Writers.
With what's her face? Wow, man. The girl that would come out.
I know who you're talking about. I just don't fucking know.
Right? From the tip of my tongue. It would say something like this.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Here we are, chilling with some locals.
Yeah.
If you don't see us, I'm brighten up the focus. Mojito licks. I got the legend for the cocos.
Yeah.
Here we go. That shit is sick. I got a lot of mocos. Shout out to little Moco. Shout out to homie Ego. Shout out to Bote Pilat. What else?
Get that shit.
I forgot the last. Disculpas.
It's all good.
Chilling with the compas. Fuck it.
Get that shit.
And fuck Donald Trump.
You're political with it already.
Girl.
A ver, ¿quién sigue?
I just want to tell you. I've been peeking at you through the bushes. I've been watching you shower for a minute. God damn, you look real familiar. Oh shit, that's my motherfucking tia. What's my tia doing?
Cochino.
Bust it down, tia. Bust it down, tia. Bust it down, tia.
Bust it down, tia.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to tell my tia, shake that shit, shake that shit,
I want to know what kind of tia you got. I want to know what kind of tia you got. Is she hot? I want to go ahead and give her the spot. Big old bumpies in her. And I hope she a thot. Bend her over on the spot.
Go tia.
Make a good crock pot. And my tia saw me and I got caught.
Go tia. Here we go.
And we're chilling with Sleepy Brown. He's a motherfucking king, so give him a crown. What are you doing after so we can show you around town?
Let's go.
Here
I'm down.
Hell yeah, fellas.
It's your boy, MB Riders.
It's your boy,
INFINITEDRE from the AM till I motherfucking Z, baby.
It's your boy, HUGO Hugo. How's it going?
God, and Mito Lexa, Alejandro Redondo, or Alex Redondo. I know it's too many syllables. Fucking Spaniards with their syllables.
AKA.
Oh, Sleepy Brown.
Who we got running the ones and twos, baby?
And it's your boy Beto.
Yeah, sorry, but as he said, he introduced himself. We got the homie Alex in here, the homie Mijito Lex, the homie Sleepy Brown, the homie. Bro, how many AKAs you got?
Too many, bro. Too many that I lose count that I gotta get, like, stay on track of, bro.
Bro, you're low key jacked. You're. Bro, look at his forearms. This shit's are crazy, bro.
That's fucking teenage years, bro.
You put in all
this
the work.
Teenage years, dog. Yeah.
I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Different meaning to writers, huh?
First and foremost, bro, we want to thank you for pulling up because,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
thank you for having me, man.
It does speak a lot on people's character when they say, like, oh, I'm going to be somewhere and they do come through. So we appreciate you pulling up.
I hate being high maintenance. Like you said, we can meet you out in LA. I know you mentioned. I don't know. Who am I speaking to, by the way?
All of us.
You were like saying, like, we can meet you out, you know, in LA. And I was like, no, dude, I'll come to you. And you guys are mentioning if I want anything to drink or anything like that. Oh, it's all good, dude. I'm not.
His writer was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
He got two strippers in the background.
No,
homie's a family man.
Yeah.
The strippers are in the past.
Very, very much so. Mom. Baby.
We appreciate you being here, though, man.
Man. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys.
I feel like for a lot of us, it's a kind of like a full circle moment.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For you as well?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because we all grew up watching you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was explaining this to my coworker yesterday. I was like, we're having somebody on, like, I grew up watching on YouTube. And, like, now he's coming on to our podcast, something that we created that he feels at least is, like,
worthy,
irrelevant. Worthy of coming out. I mean, it sounds rough to say it like that, but it's like sometimes you as a, because we get people asking us, hey, come on, hop on our podcast, and their thing is like choppy, like they'll upload every like 4 months, and it's I want to, bro, but like I need to see it. Yeah. I need to see you're consistent, like you're working hard for it too. Yeah. It's not like, you know, I want to see, like, I want to be worthy as well too.
Nah, man. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've already seen a couple of you guys' episodes, and anytime, like any podcast, like hits me up that wants like reach out, especially if it's Raza, man, like, and you guys are up and comers, and I'm always there, like I'm always like open to fucking supporting. Hell yeah. You know.
Have you done any other podcasts?
Yeah, I've been with the Kickback Crew. Shout out to the Kickback Crew.
The homies.
It's the IE in France.
Okay. They're homies.
Yeah, I've been doing. Yeah, man, and a bunch of great kids, man, and like you guys, man, ambitious and out here just trying to fucking get this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we're just trying to hang out because we don't get to hang out because our girls don't let us.
But this is cool too.
But this is cool too. We're happy to have you here. You know? Like,
we'll go with mine, bro.
We'll cut
it short though, so we can kick it.
Yeah. Go get some bitches.
Oh shit!
Love you, baby.
You got the Wu-Tang fucking tat on you.
Brother, I had to, bro. You know me.
That shit. You know.
You're the first one to recognize.
Thug life, perro. Thug life,
bro. You are the first one to recognize
that shit to himself.
Yeah, bro. Shit, fuck. Hurt, bro, but you know what? 6 hours in the chair. You gotta get shit done when they get it, when they put down the ink, bro.
1 minute was the tattoo, the other fucking crying. 5 hours and 59 minutes of you crying.
Yeah, bro. This shit was tough.
The homie came back blasted. The first episode he came back, he was like, I'm a little tired,
bro. I had that shit wrapped up. and the fucking little Vaseline or whatever that shit's called over the Aquaphor.
El Vaporu.
Yeah. I was like,
I remember writing that shit on my homework for on the left side of my homeworks. The Wu-Tang sign.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
Oh, nah, dude.
Nah?
Nah.
Wait, it's not for you or what?
Nah, it's the...
He's not blasted like you,
It's not
bro.
That. I've always wanted to put something that kind of like meant something like deeply for me. And I never like... some people say your kids, but everybody always gets like a portrait of their kids. And
You're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's not that.
You get Sleepy Brown and then 13.
I could... Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but I did have one idea. Is like kind of like a mural from front to back, and it's basically like a battle between good and evil, basically. Uh-huh. So everything that's good here, everything that's bad, and everything like the struggle right here, basically. Yeah. But like just having to translate that into what I want to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put on me forever. Yeah,
Also, I was like the same way. Like, I wanted to get like sleeved up, bro. And then like I got this one, and I was like,
that's where to start, homie.
Start. I was also like, imagine if this shit hurt, bro, low key.
Yeah.
And no, I was like, if I would have got a big ass fucking piece, bro, and I gotta be like, all right, you gotta come back like in 2 days.
I'm that's because
like,
thin, the right?
Fuck? Yeah,
it's thin.
Yeah, and it's thin right here, and there's like bone right underneath. So, but yeah, it's a experience. But enough about me.
I was a lot. Alluded to earlier, like you were like a big part of our childhood, along with like Eagle
Pioneer
and PD Flow. Who else comes to mind? Like Tim.
No. Josh.
Tim DeLaghetto.
Well, he came in after. Well,
yeah.
Josh Leyva.
Oh, Josh Leyva.
Doing his own thing as well too.
Right? So,
Little Moko.
What's it feel like to be like grouped in with all those like people that, you know, we all look up to today?
Oh, fortunate, dude. Fortunate. And sometimes I feel like imposter. You know what I mean? Like, it's like all the adulation, it's like I'm not worthy of kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, it's a fucking privilege, utmost privilege. I think it's like probably like one of the biggest highlights of my life. If I were to die tomorrow, that's probably the biggest thing, like that I was able to like touch so many lives, because I had no idea that I'd be in that position.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that that's what we were doing. You know what I mean? Because all we were doing in my head was just, fuck, man, I always wanted to be an actor. And at that point when we were doing this, I was getting to do this with my best friend. And I was able to go to work, basically going to work with your best friend, playing make believe, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, fortunately, like there was so many people that came along to, you know, along on the journey with us, man. And, man, thank you. Like, again, thank you guys for the adulation. And again, I'm not worthy of it. Nah, but
I wouldn't say that, dude. You're pretty worthy of it.
Yeah. Man, but wait, so you're not a cholo, bro?
What's up?
Not a cholo. Then?
He's like, where's the bandana?
Oh, dog, that, I get that all the time, bro.
He is an imposter.
Yeah,
that's how you feel. The syndrome.
How did your family feel and when they were like seeing you like get viral like on the internet with that kind of stuff? Like, were they like, that's not you? Like, what the fuck?
No, nah, well, for like with any Mexican family, for you get clowned on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They were like, hey, this is gonna put you in one of his little videos or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a speech you spend the house.
Yeah. Because my thing is like, as I was recording this, when I was first started doing YouTube videos and kind of like skits and stuff like that, and I just remember trying to be like almost embarrassed to like show my mom and my uncles, especially, fool. Like, especially those fools, like, misogynistic as fuck, bro. So I'm wearing a fucking wig, bro, like, best believe I'm gonna hear it, bro.
Come on.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Damn, that cringe right here, bro. Who are you talking to?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, though, because it's like, how did you deal with that? Because it's like,
I grew up, listen,
you guys were like, in it, like, I'm wearing the heels, I don't give a fuck.
Here are my inspirations. For me, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, John Leguizamo, huge inspirations for me growing up, huge. Mm. And I remember seeing John Leguizamo, I don't know if you guys, what was that movie where it was him in drag, him, Wesley Snipes, and Patrick Swayze. They were in drag.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember.
No.
All right, dog, watch that movie, bro. All right. He made me believe that even though he's dressed in that, that fool is still as much of a man as anything.
Masculine.
And yes. And I kind of wanted it. I started going at it with like a combative viewpoint to that way our culture is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I get what you mean, because the machista side of it, right?
Where I can put on a wig because I know moms, right? I know us, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I'm an actor, and I'll fucking put myself in places, right? We'd go there. Eric and I would fucking go there.
Yeah.
And I think we looked at each other like, I think this is too much.
You're starting to look kind of fine.
We looked at each other. We're like, fuck,
you know? We don't have to paint our toenails.
Yeah, dog, we don't have to do this, dog. We were like, the wigs are enough, fool. Yeah. they get it, dog.
Yeah,
they get it. Yeah. But yeah, dog. It was it was fun portraying those characters, bro. The Mexican mom, Iga. Mm-hmm. Especially my family, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They clown, but I can take it and dish it back. It's all good.
Which one was your favorite character for you to play? Or because there's so many shit I want to ask.
Can we tell them which one was our favorite characters?
Yeah.
Do you have one? Was it?
It's just the mom.
Yeah, the mom. The mom was always my favorite. Yeah. Like Sleepy Brown's iconic, obviously, but the mom was.
I feel like the mom, man, because the mom.
So relatable, right?
Yeah. It's like you can watch the mom and be like, that's my mom or my friend's mom, or you just you know that lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that character.
Did your mom ever see that? And I was like, oh, so that's me. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. And that's not my mom. That's not my mom. There's some things like. Sayings, some sayings are hers, but like her mannerisms, no, that's not her.
Yeah.
Some stuff like from stepmom, from my aunts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my aunt.
Just a soundboard, a human soundboard.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
That's my tia Norma. Hi, tia Norma.
This is the first time you're hearing about it.
Hi, my little babies. That's my tia Angelica. My mom would always say, "La luz es vida." Like, she would always open the drapes and be like, la luz es vida." Man, I love my mom. I remember I would hate driving to TJ with my mom because she would always turn off the radio. Some point, she would always turn off the radio. A ver, vamos a elevar Dios. Right? We would start singing church songs, man. I know a lot of them, like alabare, 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 alabare a mi señor. Yep. Yep. I knew that one.
Hosanna.
Entre tus manos. Oh, yeah.
And they're walking into the church like this?
Yes. Entrego mi vida, Señor.
Oh, dude. And the priest is in there like...
Dude, man. And I remember as a kid, I was like, oh, fuck, mom. And now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, mom. Yeah. Thanks, mom.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about my mom, because she was the mom that I faced book.
Yeah. Oh.
She was every second, whatever you were doing, like 100 photos.
And face, butchered,
like, for what, bro? For what? And then, like,
thank God live wasn't out.
But now
back
the
then.
Only pictures I have
the ones
that my mom took, and I was just, yeah. again, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yep. You're gonna be Lala to the face.
Thanks, mom. Yep. You know,
you have kids, you're gonna be
I'm gonna be laughing.
And that's funny, dog, because my kids hate taking pictures, man. Like, when we go to Disneyland and stuff, wherever we go, it's like, ugh, again, mom. Yeah. And we always tell them, like, you guys are gonna look back.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wish we had more pictures. Like, you know, and or we're gonna look back and at these pictures, and you'll be like, damn, thanks. Like, you're gonna remind yourself, like, those pictures can take you back. That's what I love about pictures. They can take you back to that spot. And that's dope.
It's funny you say that, because even as, like, friends, like, you know, like a homie's birthday will come up, and then you start looking through your phone, you're like, I don't got no pictures of this fool, bro. You're
like, we're like the best of friends. You just post their IG profile.
We're the best of friends. Yeah,
I'm like that too, because I'm not really like, hey, let's take a picture kind of thing. And that's why I've never been much of an influencer kind of thing. Like, on my social media, I hardly post. Just because I've never been that type of dude. I'm much more of an introvert. ¿Cómo se dice? I think once my son was born, because once I had my own channel going, and I think once my son was born, dude, fuck, it was a crazy chapter in my life. Because, again, I've always had that imposter syndrome. Like, this isn't, like, this shouldn't be happening to me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And when my son came around, I had the most heaviest dose of fear that I've ever experienced in my life. And I reacted. I wish I can go back to that moment and say to that voice inside my head, fuck you. Because, dude, like, once my son was coming, like, all these questions started coming up. Like, is this sustainable? Are you good enough? For real. Like, because, again, I've already had this imposter syndrome kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So, and then these questions start coming up. You know what I mean? So that shit started beating me up, and I started to clam up, man. I clammed up, and I fucking, to this day, I'm trying to get back out of it, because I want to be able to look in my son's eye and be like I went after it. You know what I mean? Because, like, right now, all I have to say is, like, I reacted in fear, and I decided to be safe. As you know, and still today, I'm working. I have, like, a regular job. I decided to go, like, the safe route. And I wish I could have gone back and fucking, yeah, man, just manned up at that time.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
I can tell you're hard on yourself on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I want to tell you from outside perspective looking in, is that I don't think you reacted out of fear. I think you did what you thought was the responsible thing at the time, where it's like, okay, I'm a father now, right? No. Whereas you can criticize other people's fathers who don't do that. They'll do the irresponsible thing, and maybe the things don't work out for them, right? And then their kid don't have diapers, they don't have whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, I praise you for even taking that route, because you chose your kids over yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like any reasonable parent would do that.
I know, but the thing that kills me is the fact that I've always wanted to do this. And I've always kind of, I can't look my son in the eye and tell him to go after his dreams when I never went after mine, never had the balls to go after mine. You know what I mean?
100% go for it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Because you did go for it.
Again, like, what excuse did I have? At the time, it was taken, it was 2011, 2012. Yeah, 2012. It was, you can call it the quote unquote peak. The Troll Adventures kind of thing, and things were rolling, and I had a good momentum, and I could have just fucking put my foot to the pedal and kept going with it, you know. But it's more like, at that time, I was approaching the ramp in the car, and you're looking ahead and you see the distance, and you're like, oh shit, maybe I'm not gonna make the fucking jump. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the voices come in. It's like, nope, you're not gonna do it. Nope, nope, nope. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Just pull out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and also, hindsight's 20/20 though, because I mean, you see how things turn out now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from a place of like my uncertainty in future, and sometimes in the media space, and it's just like, hindsight is always 20/20. Like, you always look at now when everything's said and done, like, what was I talking about? Like, it was gonna work out, but you don't know that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing about just life is that it's never too fucking late. Nobody knew about Gandalf until he was like 70. That guy who played Gandalf, nobody knew who the fuck he was until
he
was like
70.
Morgan Freeman,
But yeah, he knew magic. That's true. He knew who he was. He knew magic and shit. But, like, nobody, like, it's never too fucking late. And I'm sure that, like, you're seeing that now. You're like, nah, I'm going for this shit. Cause, like, you want to be able to look and be like, see, I put my life on a pause because I wanted to make sure that you were fucking great, like, as a human, which to what he said is, like, very commendable. It's like, because some motherfuckers just want to be rock stars their whole life and just playing with their band for $13 and some drinks and like their kids at home, not their kid. And, like, I'm gonna make it, and then I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna and you put your kid in the back burner. And how does that make you look as a father?
Yeah.
You know, but you didn't do that. So that's like to commend you. And now it's like, all right, now I'm gonna go for it. And I'm only saying this because I know about, like, you told us about, like, stuff that you have in the works, and on top of that, I think you guys already announced that you guys are going on a
comedy tour, man.
So that's like, then that's going for it.
Yeah,
that, I don't know if that's not going for it, I don't know what is.
Yeah,
so that's something that I feel like, you know, like,
and stand amazing. Up is not something that I would ever thought I would have done. I've always thought, like, I revere stand up comedy. Like, that's a different level of comedy. That's the most vulnerable.
Yeah,
point of comedy.
You're preaching to the choir, bro. We're all stand-up lovers here.
You did the stand-up, right?
Yeah. Well, I've only done it twice.
One
time I ate shit, and one time.
Okay, you did it one more time than I have. Yeah. So, twice, hey, man, I look up to
twice
you.
Twice more than me. But
I was trying to become Roma.
You've been. While I was talking earlier, you beat yourself up for not doing it more, and you want to, because of certain reasons.
Yeah.
But before we move on to that, I just want to say, that's such a human experience. And like relatable to feel that, though, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to drive that point to you, is like, you had to do it. It wasn't fear. Like, you had to do that because life works out. Life happens to you for a fucking reason, you know? I don't know if you would come back with the fucking drive you're coming back now had you have not gone through that.
True.
You know
what's crazy too? When you first saw Gazelle, you're like, oh, you remind me of my family. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out the homie Hugo.
Shout out Hugo.
Shout out Tugo. Right?
But and right away, you're like, you're seeing similarities between you and Gazelle. And it's crazy because I just had that conversation with Jonathan last week.
Who's Jonathan?
With Gazelle. Last week, we went, we got some drinks, we came back, and we stayed in the car for like, what, an hour? Just talking?
Forever.
And I was literally everything that you're saying right now, obviously he doesn't have a kid yet, but everything you're saying with the whole imposter syndrome, I was literally talking to him. I was like, bro, you're too humble. You're like, I was telling him, like, dude, like, you're so hard on yourself. And we're literally having that same conversation. But I was having that with him.
Yeah.
It sucks, man. Yeah. We're always
worst critic. It probably comes from, like we said, we have similar backgrounds, and a lot of times, like, I went back to work with my pops because I felt like I'm not giving up on this, but I also don't want to, like, I want to do two things at once, you know? And obviously, like, this does have my focus because, like, this is, like, my dream. But I don't know. I feel like I can do two things at once. I hope so. You know, if one gets too much,
Never have that many. You can never have too many tools in your, you know.
Yeah, and that's the way I'm trying to approach it now, and I'm making that very clear to him, with my dad, by the way, too. It's like, hey, I'm doing this, but I also, like, just so you know, like, don't
as get, a favor, old man.
Put your eggs in different baskets.
Yeah. I don't want to just do one thing because I think that's the dumb thing to do too. You know, like,
and it's good business. It's not like, you know, in construction, it's not. We're always gonna be building, dog.
Oh yeah,
you're always 100%. Gonna be building. And again, going back to, like, not going, you know, one route or the other, like, there's what I wish I would have just, like, slapped myself in the face. Like, there's risks in everything, no matter what. There's risk in everything. Had I chosen to go and do that, you know, to stick with the YouTube and the acting, the rewards would have been, you know, much greater, right? But again, The cons, I probably, again, yeah, I probably would have been away from my family more often, because I do see influencers who are really out there doing it like that. They're out, man, and they're away, bro. Like, they're out at events. I hate being away from my family, dude. Like, I mean, I'm here happily, but right now I want to go home, you know, because I love every minute of their childhood. I feel like right now is their golden age, where like they still, I hate watching those Instagram posts where it's like, I think 80% of their lives are going to be spent from 0 to 11. And then after that, it's like down to 20, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're going to have friends. They're going to have, and yeah, man, they're not going to want to hang out with us. So like, I just want to be there as much as possible, bro. And I come home, I'm tired. You know how it is, it's construction, dude. And but like whenever, like they're so happy to see you, and like they ask you to play, and like you're dead beat tired, but like you just, do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, and it's like so worth it, dog. That shits are so worth it, because like those are the best memories.
And while being like on standby, like while like before you start jumping back in, like were you just watching like other people and you're like, this is all like, and I know this, you're probably a better person than I am, but if I'm watching, I'll be like, man, there's a lot of this stuff that I'm seeing, like I birthed this shit.
No,
you did. That's what's crazy, right?
That's what's crazy.
You're being humble, because
yeah.
I wouldn't say people are ripping off of what you guys did, but I'd say maybe they gained inspiration from it.
Mm-hmm.
But like
yeah.
That style of comedy is still very prevalent today, like on Instagram and other like TikTok and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came from you guys. Yeah. Like I know you're saying, but like that's the way we all know that it happened.
Bro, like when all these other people, bro, are your sons, bro.
Because I feel like I had my influences before me, right? So I kind of feel like it's like I wasn't like an like a
but who person. Was doing it on the internet? Who you just mentioned? Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, like the, like mainstream, and like they weren't doing. Those guys aren't Mexican. They don't know what it's like to grow up in the United States. They don't know what it's like to have these unique experiences that you had growing up, that we all have had growing up.
Yeah.
Nobody was doing that
in the new wave of YouTube.
On mainstream media at all. So you guys created your own path, and then now you were seeing the effects of that, because there are creators now who are still doing that shit and it's still succeeding to this day.
There's some people who do the same skit.
I applaud. I never hate. Like I always like it's like a proudful thing. Like it's never like an ounce of jealousy or man, I always wish everybody well, man. Everybody out there doing it. Like I remember when we were going we were doing our thing, Moko was doing his thing, people always kept trying to pin us like against each other. And I wish like our culture. Do you know how much we'd be blowing up if we'd be like collaborating more? Like, I wish we had collaborated more at our pinnacles, because we would have grown much more. Can you imagine like if we had a tour with Lil Moco and Troll Adventures together? You know what I mean? Like, and we would have brought more people in. And because we always felt like in Troll Adventures, we would always bring in people. Like I felt like a lot of people came up through Troll Adventures and started their own thing, you know, like Jorge Munoz, you know, started doing his thing. Josh Leyva, you guys mentioned, David Alvarezi, so many people, dude, like a lot of girls who started doing the thing. Sleepy Mom, there's so many people like, but like, can you imagine if we all had that collaboration mode and how much bigger we would be, man? Like, that's why I'm here with y'all. Like, you guys say like, oh, you say you find yourself worthy, right, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But dog, it's like, it's not like that. It's like, let's uplift everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody can stand up. There's this line from Jay-Z that I always like from a song. It's like, nobody will fall because everybody will be each other's crutches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look up Reasonable Doubt, man. Feeling it. Look up that song, man. That's the song. Fucking, it's my anthem. But yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show how much of a family man you are, though. Because like the first thing he did, you weren't in here, but his your son called. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he's like, oh, every time he wakes up and I'm not there, he wants to call me. Yeah. And you had like a 5 minute, and he introduces all to your son.
Yeah, call him back, bro.
He doesn't know who you are, though. But yeah, he's, you know, he just it's a cool thing, right?
Love those kids, man. Love those kids.
I always I respect those people much more. Mm-hmm. You know, like just off rip when they're just like, oh, I'm trying to go back to my family. Mm-hmm. Then the people that
yeah, there's no disrespect.
I'm down to kick it, bro. It's like, don't you got a wife and kids at home, dog? Yeah. Like,
he's in the
isn't
car.
That where you want to be? You know, like, just speak to your character.
My wife tells me too, like, I like you know, it's like
she's like, go get out of here.
Yeah, like in doing what you do, like you have to network, you have to talk, you have to keep the relationships. But it's like for me, like. It's like I want to like the relationships that I fucking really care about are right here. You know what I mean? Mm. So like I spend all my energy there, and yeah, like doing what I want to do, I'm gonna have to, you know, learn how to separate that. You know what I mean? But I want to be able to try to take them with me. You know what I mean? Like we're gonna do a tour soon, and I think from April 6th through April 27th, and they're all kind of local. Sort of, you know, but the dates are kind of, you know, stacked together. I'm planning to take them with me on a few shows just to even though some people may think it's like an adult environment, I still want to have them be there so they can have that sense of, because I know my youngest has a problem. He's like, he's very shy. So like when there's a lot of people, he's very outgoing. He reminds me a lot of myself because he's very like outgoing. He's very funny. But once there's like a lot of people where the attention is there, he'll get scared and he'll kind of shut
stage fright.
But yeah, but I'm a little different at that because I've always been comfortable with the stage. I've always been comfortable with that. I want to be able to show them that environment, man, and just to put themselves out there and be. Because again, I want to look them in the face and I want to look them in the eye. And it's like, this is what it is.
Yeah. Is that the biggest lesson that you want to instill with your kids?
Yes. Because I feel there's no worse thing than regret. Because regret is something you have to live with. Mm-hmm. That shit never goes away. You know what I mean?
That's fact. Yeah. That's fact.
That shit fucking sticks.
That shit's annoying.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I still think about the shuffle battles I lost. Like
that rap battle in high school. Remember that one?
So I want
to. No, it's cool, bro. It's cool. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up, bro.
Fuck you.
No, it's funny. Obviously, brother, like you're like we said earlier, like you're very influential to a lot of people growing up. So fast forward to now, when like people go up to you and they recognize you out in the street or or wherever you are, like, what do you tell your kids, like, oh, your dad was part of something? Or
no,
what's that speech go down like?
Oh man, my youngest is like whatever's right now. My eldest is kind of like, he wants to be a YouTuber. So I think he kind of dad before, I think when he was 8, he was
hey like, what a better dad to have, huh? Like it cannot get any better than that. Like your kid wants to be a YouTuber.
He begged to differ if you were here. No, but he was, I remember when he was 8, he was like, dad, you're popular, huh? Because sometimes like he I'd be with them and like people want to take pictures. But then when he came to 10, now he's 11, like I explained to him, like, dad, make YouTube videos. Cause he wants to watch the videos that I do, but they're a little bit above his age gap. I was like, they're a little bit above your age, Bubba. Yeah. He knows that I have I curse a lot naturally, and it's really hard for me to watch my language. And even around my kids, it's just cause it's such a natural part of my language. And, I was like, dad, he's like, dad, I already hear you curse all the time. It's like, no, I know that, Bubba, but it's just it's just some things you're not ready for, Bubba.
You're not ready to see my class, fool. Respectively.
They've already seen me in the wig.
Oh,
like, I came out, yeah. And I remember they just kind of had this face. They kind of like, what? What is dad doing?
Yeah.
Mom?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what I'm doing. So I'm pretending I'm an actor. I'm a YouTuber and I'm pretending to be a mom.
Yeah.
My character's name is Mexican Mom. And she wears this.
It's crazy having you.
Oh, okay.
Back to the tablet.
Back to the tablet.
Back to the tablet and Switch. But
yeah.
But yeah, man.
Beth, you wanted to ask something, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say you can show them the, you know, your Mexican if. I feel like those don't have no.
Yeah, I can show them those. I can show them those.
What, you think they'd be able to relate to those or not?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yep. Fuck yeah. House is under repair. 24/7. Yeah.
You got the Oyas in the oven still?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We got the China cabinet with the Princess Hall dollhouse collection thing.
That's funny. You start slowly turning into your parents, huh? You're just like, damn it.
Yeah.
I used to get pissed off at my mom. Yeah. Fucking doing whatever it was, right?
And
like you're starting to like slowly turn into them.
Yeah.
Sure. I've been noticing it a lot lately with my sister and my mom. I'm like, my sister's low-key turning into my mom. But like just mannerisms and shit.
Yep. Yep.
Like even certain like coughs and shit. I'm like, my mom does that. Why are you doing that, bro?
Yeah.
You said coughs?
My eldest is like the replica of his mother. It's like he's the twin, just like his mom. That's mom. And the youngest is me. That dude's a tornado. He's a little monster, but he's a Sour Patch Kid, bro. He's a Sour Patch Kid, dog. Because he'll do some fucking some shit that'll make you pull your hair out, but then he'll follow it up with some most cutest shit.
Have you thought about doing videos like with your kids?
You know what, bro? I'm an introvert and I'm very personal, and I always felt like I don't want to exploit my children like that. Like, yeah. I'm not with that whole Ace family thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
Mm. Do you understand?
Don't worry, they're not either. They're dead.
Here's the thing. You may have money, right? You may have that, whatever, right? But do you understand what you're doing to your children? Like,
yeah.
This whole thing that they're going with a divorce, man. I hate to speak on other people's shit, but I'm just speaking on the fact of children, right? Having kids. I would never put my children in a position like that where they're going to be in constant, like, judgment.
Yeah.
And it's unfair for them. You know what I mean? It's unfair for them. And my son wants to be a YouTuber, and I'm kind of iffy about it because I know how he is and how sensitive he may be with his feelings. YouTube ain't nice. You know what I mean? And there's some things that I don't think he's prepared for, you know what I mean, emotionally, to be able to deal with, because that shit can hurt, man. That shit can hurt.
I was in the COD lobby feeling like that.
Luckily,
I mean, I'm a beaner. Like, what the fuck?
Like, I remember being younger, man, like when we first started out, and just being kind of offended at some stuff or whatever, and you kind of go back at comments. But like the older you get, it's like, okay.
You can brush it off a little easier. Things
kind of like just bump off.
And well, even like, when we first started, huh? Like, it was
everything's
when
personal.
When you first start getting like mean comments, you're like, hey, don't say
I'm a
that.
Human being.
Yeah.
You kind of take it personally.
You don't even know me. Yeah. But like now, you know, with a little bit more of a following, you see like a mean comment, you're just like, okay, shut up. Mm. You know, like, whatever, you're ugly.
You gotta you gotta love them as much as your beloved fans, because they might be going through some shit, man, and I kind of feel like trolls are just out there spreading whatever they have inside, man, and those fools need a hug.
I wanted a little insight into like the timeline of your life, because like you said, right, you're not really that present on social media. Like, it's not really like your character. So like, walk me a little bit through the years of like, you know, high school, you guys blowing up on the internet, and then like after the internet, and then when you got with your lady and all that. I'd like to hear about that.
Man, let's see. High school, I graduated. Fuck, man, you make me feel old.
I hate
man. Dog, today is my 20-year anniversary from high school.
For high school? Let's go. Let's pull up.
20, that's crazy, dog.
It's our 10 year.
Fuck them.
They don't deserve me.
Fuck them. Yeah. No, I'm just playing. I graduated 2004, man. And I think once I got started with YouTube, that was 2008. I was doing my thing with construction. I was also selling cell phones. Dude, cell phones, at this point, cell phones were fucking hot. Razors. Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember the Razor
Sidekicks.
homie, I was selling those. Like, man, I was telling my dad, I'm like, hey, man, I'm making so much money over here. I don't think I'm. It was good money selling the cell phones, man. Especially that company, because that company was crooked and
was it Singular?
No, it was for T-Mobile, but it was a company that used to work under them. It was like a como se dice, one of those
like third party,
like a third party seller, yeah. And
those were just stealing it out of the back of trailers and shit.
Basically, like. They allowed, man, I don't know if I can speak about this, but they allowed for bigger rips, like a more commission, and not so.
And a nice allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly.
I got you.
Right.
I never did that. Oh, yeah, I heard.
But anyways, it was good doing that. And I was doing my thing. And then in 08, homie Eric hit me up. He was, after high school, I don't think we would still talk, but like not kick it as much. And I remember in 08, sometime in 08, he's like, hey, dude, what are you up to? I'm like, nothing much, dog, just working. And he's like, I'm doing these Cholo videos on YouTube. I'm like, what? On YouTube? What the fuck is that? He's like, dog, it's somewhere where like you can, you know, film and you upload shit and people can watch it. I'm like, fuck. All right, cool. What do you want to do? And he's like, dude, I'm doing Cholo videos and I want to teach people how to fight. You down? Fuck yeah. And dude. Quistamos ever since. History. Bro, yeah. And that was from 2008 till today. Kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of.
But yeah, man. My son was born in 2012.
Well, where'd you meet your lady? When did you meet your lady?
Oh, man. I met my lady in I've known her since high school, but we didn't speak, we didn't kick it till we were maybe 24, maybe. We were kicking in the same circles. We would hang out, whatever. But I remember in high school, I thought she was mute, fool, because I never saw her speak. But I always thought she was pretty. Funny as hell. But,
that's right.
Anyway. Flash forward, we're like in our mid-20s, and at the time I was kind of dating Sleepy Mom. It was like brief, like 2 months.
Damn, Sleepy had sleepy it was children.
Yeah, and but she was like her friend or whatever, and she started coming along or whatever. And then flash forward, this is like 08, 09. Flash forward another 3 years. This is 2010, 2011. We go to this club called Playhouse and in Hollywood. I'm not sure if it's there anymore. But I remember waiting in line. And at that point, we were just friends. And we were there to just kick it. You know, we were going to go to the club together. We were all in the circle of friends. We were going to go to this club together. It was me, her, Sleepy Mom's date at the time, my homie George. And I'm missing one person, excuse me. But anyway, we were there, and I remember waiting in line, and there was this Brazilian girl in front of me, and I was trying to hit on this Brazilian girl, but she just spoke Portuguese, and she was my wingman. My wife was my wingman, that she was trying to help me out. And I remember pulling out Google Translate. I pulled out my Google Translate, and I was talking to her, and it turned out the girl was 18, and she was trying to see if she can like kick it with us, so she can probably get in. And she ended up getting in, and she just used us
allegedly.
She just left. Well, but anyway, the night went on that night, bro. She had a few drinks in her, I had a few drinks in me, and I remember I was fucking tired. Everybody was dancing, and I wanted to go sit down. She sat down next to me, and we were kind of vibing to the music, and I was kind of just like, shoulder to shoulder, nothing, you know,
yeah,
right. And we started dancing, and out of nowhere, like my face gets close to her face and we kiss, bro. And it was fucking fireworks from then on. And maybe like a year later, our son was born. And it was very quick, but I kind of feel very fortunate, dog, because we were able to grow together, dog. Like we were able to, there was no, I do this way. So we're going to, you know, you're going to get accustomed to this kind of thing. And there was no kind of like, it was just us together, bro. And we're figuring shit out together on one single plane. It's not me leading her, you know what I mean? It's not, it's like we're holding this down together. We're gonna make this family, we're gonna make this work. And I remember
how old were you when your firstborn was?
I was 27. so I wasn't young, you know. I wasn't like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Still a little kid. Yeah, I was. If I would have a kid right now, I'd still be like, oh shit.
Yeah, of course, right? Because we're never ready.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah, we're never ready, homie.
With a pistol in your head.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, bro.
Yeah, it's a trip. So like, and we've been together ever since
wow, that's beautiful.
2011. I haven't been able to like make it official. I want to, because I haven't. Her dad isn't here. He's in Mexico, and things have been so complicated. I want to be able to, I want him to walk her down the aisle. So
yeah.
I want to be able to provide that wedding down there and have our, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just having to make that work has been very difficult for me.
I'll travel, bro. Don't worry about it. I'll buy my flight over there. Don't worry.
We're over there vlogging.
Yeah, don't worry, bro. We'll do a podcast over there.
Patreon. Yeah. Straight up to Sinaloa, bro. Let's go. Fuck yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, man.
That's beautiful. And how old were you when your second born was born?
That was 2017. 5 years later. So, what? 32? 33. Yeah, little Benji.
You ever been to Mexico?
Yes, I've. Oh fuck, man! You want to? Man, you think you brown? Look, let's go to Mexico. Let's go to Guerrero, Mexico. I went to. I remember my dad took me to. Man, I had to go meet my stepmom's family. We drove. It took us fucking a week to drive there.
Oh, shit.
We drove, dog. And this is what's fucking crazy. Okay, my dad had a Lincoln Navigator. All right.
Yeah.
We drove throughout all the interstates in Mexico in peak cartel time, all right? We had passed, I remember we had got to Guerrero, this is the deepest part in Mexico. I remember when we got to my stepmom's sister's house, they told us to quickly put on the covers on the car. Park it in the back and put on covers. Right. And we didn't understand why. Like they were really panicked when we showed.
How old were you?
I was 15, and they were really panicked, right? And they told us to park the car in the back and put covers on it, right? And sure enough, later a car pulls up asking about a Lincoln Navigator.
Oh right? Shit!
Who it is? Because you know it's down in the most rural parts. Like yeah. You know, I mean, usually
so someone like, if they saw like. Everyone saw it.
Who the fuck is this? Yeah. So, like, and they had to be like a de-escalation kind of thing. Nothing fucking confrontational, but because, like, I guess they knew towns, very small towns. So. Mm-hmm. It's like explaining this is just my sister's friend, my sister's husband, and their family.
Because in that position, you're like, fuck, do I lie and just say I didn't see one?
Yeah, no, because they couldn't because they obviously pulled up to the house, you know? Yeah. I've been like, there's a car that pulled up. We'd like to know who that is, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's like Los Contras and shit. Because like if they see like a decent car, they just assume it belongs to the cartel.
Yeah.
So it's like all of,
not just anybody's going to have that car.
Yeah. Like Los Contras are here, so the movement starts to get crazy.
Yeah, dog. And I remember once we finally got to Guerrero, and my stepmother was a very cold lady, and I'm never out of natural. I never liked her, right? Because it was like, oh, she took her away from my family, right? Or took my dad away from my family, kind of thing. You know, childish thoughts and you know attitude. I'm very thankful for going because I was able to see where she came from, why she came from, and I'll always have respect. You know. That's where you grow up, you find perspective. I'm going there, I was living on the side of a hill, homie, like in shacks. Oh my god.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember the whole time before getting there, their cousin, a family, my cousin went with us, and he kept talking about the river. And we have to go see this river. So the first thing I wanted to go see was the fucking river. We go down. I'm running. I look down, dog. What do I see? It's a fucking 90-year-old lady lifting up her titty, washing. She's watching it, and she's just looking up at us like, you know, pinches, perfect. Right?
Yeah, look at all the goodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
goodies. But also look at this BBL.
Like. Yeah. Oh, and like I remember like the outhouse. I didn't take a shit the whole time we were there. I couldn't.
Fuck, you're constantly.
I had to go to the river for to take a shit. Damn. I had to because I was a bitch, dog. I was like, I'm not gonna take a shit in that. Yeah. It was basically like a bucket, but it's kind of like into the ground. And Yeah. Fuck that. It was no light edit. Yeah, I was a little bitch.
Nah, you're just US born. Yeah, bro. That's all that is.
That's a little bitch, though. Yeah. But,
I call me a bitch for liking some fucking pressured water, bro. All right.
I remember, we wanted to swim in the river. Like, I went in it from the side, dog, all nice. The current was nice, fool. It was kind of going kind of fast. And there's this bridge that goes over it. And I'm 15, 16 at this point. And I'm going by the side and I'm holding on, dog, making sure I don't get taken by the current. Fucking these little 8-year-olds are fucking doing flips off the bridge.
Another circus wasn't count.
So I was like,
and here I'm my bitch ass just looking at the little kids doing flips. Boom, the current takes them, but they swim out of it all cool and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking locals.
Yeah. And I'm over there just fucking kicking the rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Man. Yeah, where are your parents from?
Both of my parents are from TJ. Grandparents, let's see. My grandfather from my maternal side is from Aguascalientes.
Shout out.
My grandmother from my maternal side is from Mazatlan.
Shout out.
Let's see. A grandfather from paternal side is from Sinaloa. And my grandmother is from Guadalajara.
Dang, you deep in it.
Yeah. They ever were.
Which one were you closer to? Which side of grandparents? Because there's always one.
You know what?
You're closer to.
Well, I would say my grandmother from my mom's side because she lived longest. Yeah. My grandparents from my dad's side passed away early.
Yeah.
I remember my grandmother was bedridden because they had gotten in a car accident, and she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so she flew out the windshield.
Oh shit!
And she was paraplegic.
Damn.
And she was, I remember that was my only, I never met her before the accident, so I never knew her.
It was in Mexico, the accident?
I think it was here in the U.S. Oh, it was one time when they were, if I'm not mistaken, they were visiting over here and something had happened. And they had that accident. And that's where, I think my dad was maybe 17 at the time, 18, 15, no, he was very young and he had to go to work. He was basically like the provider because my grandfather had to take care of my grandmother. But she passed away like in 95, 96. My grandfather maybe passed away a year after. So I have very vague memories because that was very early in my childhood. Grandfather from my mom's side passed away in 2001. Very sweet man. I've never seen that man angry. That's what I told my mom. Like, I've never ever seen that man angry at anyone. He would sell birria and make birria tacos. He had a taco stand in TJ and everybody loved him. And I remember this memory. When he passed away, we walked from our house, from his house, all the way down the colonia, past where his stand was, with his banner and with the banner and obviously the casket falling behind us. And I remember everybody standing out their windows with flowers in their hand, like the whole neighborhood's there, you know, because he was very much revered in those neighborhoods. Because I remember he would feed people for free, you know, and he was just a very nice man. And I wish I would have gotten to know him more. But my grandmother from my mom's side, she just recently passed, old age. She broke her hip. Oh, God bless my abuelita. She broke her hip like, I don't know how many times, like 3-4 times in the span of 2 years. I was like, damn, abuela.
Damn, you rapper. Tony Hawker.
What that is?
Got a rapper.
Chill with the breakdancing.
Oh, those headspins are,
The Jabberwockies aren't coming.
Yeah. They're not coming. They're trying out. Let her try out.
Chill already.
Damn, man.
So, like, when she passed, it was more like she's no longer suffering.
Yeah.
That's always good. Good,
her hips are gonna be fine now.
Yeah, because she was already suffering from early dementia.
Oh, fuck.
It was great then. Because like that my dad went through the whole dementia when his mom is like,
tough,
nah, I wish it was like
it's
obviously
tough.
You want to keep your mom forever, but it's like when your mom doesn't know you no more, it's just like
she didn't know. If I think she was in very early stages where she would kind of forget what she would do or where she would be.
Like, yeah, she'll walk into a room and be like,
not necessarily, who is this? Who are you?
Yeah, that, not there. It's, not that.
Yeah, it's just, okay, you know, and you know, it was very early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's still good.
That's
good.
Because, you know, there's some people, like, for example, I don't know if you heard about Wendy Williams or anything like that.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I remember, like,
she has dementia? Her.
She has a form of dementia. It's called aphasia or something like that. And what's crazy about that?
I thought you were trolling, but I remember she fainted, no, like on live TV.
Those were early on.
Those were symptoms. Those were
But everybody was thinking like she was just doing it out of myself. Yeah. I thought
you're
she
saying
was just
you're hating on her.
Not hating on her, but she was kind of like a clout chaser to me. Yeah. Like, she would kind of badmouth others to make herself bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always felt like when she would do those things where she fainted, I thought she would do those things. I thought that was just a stunt. I thought those were stunts. Because just talk about me kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when this whole thing came about, I was like, perdóname, Diosito.
I will not cast judgment on
her. The crazy thing about her aphasia, though, is that like it's actually like degenerative, and then it can actually like, you actually eventually have trouble speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you lose your speech. Damn. Like, you forget how to talk almost. Mm-hmm. Like, your brain forgets that kind of stuff.
That's scary,
you know?
Shit.
And it was just sad because I remember seeing like people Bruce comment Willis on it, and they were like, you know, like, well, you get what you know.
You just, yeah, that's
you
what
deserve it.
Nah, and nobody like, deserves. I mean, unless you're a horrible person.
But I never,
you never wish that on anybody. That. Yeah,
can't,
man. People are universe, crazy on the internet, man.
Man, this universe, bro, you get what you put out, dog.
And, oh, yeah, for sure.
And man, I really believe that. I really believe what goes around comes around. I believe that shit 100%.
Yeah. Did you ever have a comment that hurt you the most? Like, when you were making it and you were just like,
no.
Wow, that one hit a little deep on a Wednesday when I was really going through it, you know?
Nah, like, dog, I can't remember the last comment that I kind of stuck with me. And,
that's so long ago, huh?
No, I have bigger things to worry about. Like, I got to take this shit. Where am I going to take this shit?
My mom says fucking triggers me, bro. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
So the other day, my mom fucking, what was it? Oh, yeah, my mom just, like she reached a new fucking pitch, like a new pitch of her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've fucking, by, you guys have been on the pod, you guys know that.
She soft launched it on
I've
you?
I've been saying, like, oh, yeah, I pride myself that I can fucking, like, I'm able to carry myself, like, now I'm more mature, I can carry myself a little bit, like, I know how to navigate situations with my mom, right? And the other day, she just hit, like, this different pitch in her voice.
She took you there?
And it fucking triggered me crazy. And I was just like, I'm not that fucking mature, bro. Cause like I saw red immediately. And like, once I saw red, it was just like a fucking, yeah, I was just like, oh, they just took me back to like when I was a kid and like having no control over like her just fucking yelling at me like hardcore and just like the anger that would like fill my body. And she took me there, bro. And I was like, yeah, you got a talent, lady. Like, anyway, my point being was like, there's nobody on the internet that can take me there. Like,
yeah.
My mom can though.
That's love, bro.
If my mom started doing comments, bro. Say it to my face. You will, huh?
Yeah.
I know I said it earlier, but you guys, how did this whole like tour thing come about? Cause like, I mean,
good graces,
but besides like the troll adventures, like here and there, like, and the videos with the mom here and there that you guys be putting out, like I was like, oh, when I saw you on the lineup with Eric, I was like, oh shit, like he's coming back. That's cool.
Yeah, man. Eric's been dabbling in it, and like a opportunity presented itself, and again, like I never saw myself in that light. I never as far as stand up, because I've never been like a jokey joke kind of guy, you know. But like I've always wanted to connect with people, you know? And what bigger challenge, again, coming from this whole wanting to prove something, what better way to challenge myself than put myself in the utmost, again, most vulnerable point in comedy, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm out here to prove, like, because I understand there's so many comics out here who would have resentment because, you know, they've been doing their thing and
you didn't start in the trenches.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And
fuck those guys, man. I was trying to pry on my downfall.
I feel that. I understand that.
And fuck Wendy Williams.
Let me prove it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me prove it. And then you can go ahead and.
But it's also like you've been.
Shoot me down.
It's like, not like you've been doing that maybe for very recently. But you've been doing it forever on a different level. Yeah. So it's like you actually have 12 I don't know, 12, 15 years experience mm-hmm. doing mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. But just in that particular lane, mm-hmm. it's new. But yeah. it's still, it transfers over, you know? Like,
in some ways.
Because I always kind of saw this, like, as doing comedy or doing podcasts, is like doing reps, like at the gym. Mm. Like yeah. I'm getting in my reps by doing this,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know, and a favor to you guys because you guys are blessed to be in my existence.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah, thank you, bro.
But it's like I kind of so I don't know. Like, it's not it's okay to, for them to kind of feel that way, but it's there's a different perspective to that, you know. Mm. Like in my opinion,
and also the way they approach yeah. comedy, like in their yeah. videos, is like you said earlier, it was very like it was just improv. And like there's a level.
Our funniest shit
comedic,
ever done.
Yeah. Like fucking that's it's way harder to do that, if anything, sometimes. Like mm. obviously it's hard to do stand up, right? Like the physical act of stand up, but
yeah.
those guys can go up there prepared, you know, right? Unless they're doing, I guess, uh-huh. crowd work or whatever. But even some of that shit, it's still prepared in their head.
Yeah.
Like
but man, when I went up there, I noticed like there's such a fucking beautiful balance. Like there's this fucking essence to it, man. Like you can prepare jokes, you can write jokes, sure, you can write your ass off, but like if you can't connect to that crowd, that fucking joke isn't gonna work.
That's true,
you know. And then once you're there too, like there's just a thing about just connecting, dog. And when you're there and you see these faces, you kind of forget, you know. I remember on my first time, dog, I fucking had I lost it. In my defense, homies, I had 24 hours of notice. All right.
Yeah.
I was a fill-in. I wasn't supposed to. I remember they had told me like a month before, like, hey man, a spot could open up. So like be prepared kind of thing. And I had written something out, but, I remember a week before the show, they said, never mind. Didn't work out. Like the spots were filled. So I was like, all right, cool. Didn't think about it. And then the day before the show, they said spot opened up. Are you down? I said, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I went back to what I wrote. I revisited it and reworked it. Like, I didn't have the down until I finally got there, dog. And I remember pacing. Man, I don't like to, especially for like a show or something like that, because we've done shows before. I don't really like to talk. I don't like to, I want to get into the certain zone, man. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I remember I was to myself and I was pacing back and forth and I was in my head going, man, with the, you know, looking at my shit, da 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 da. And I think I went out there thinking, Sabeskin, we're here. Whatever happens, happens. These people are out here to support. They wouldn't have bought a ticket if they weren't here to support. So you have nothing to worry about. Just fucking be, you know? And I went out there. But there was this moment where when I was talking about the whole, there's this balance, there's this beautiful fucking balance of having shit prepared and being present. I remember I made a joke in the middle of my bit, and but I made a joke interacting with the crowd, right? And getting out of that joke, I was so caught up in that moment. And I'm kind of absorbing it, where I lost the point of where I was in the bit. I forgot the last thing I said. So, and since I forgot the last thing I said, I couldn't figure out where to pick up. And I remember being stuck there, dog. I remember looking straight at my wife. She was right there in front of me, and she can see the look in my face. And her eyes go, you got it. Don't trip. Yeah.
It's like a void, huh?
Yeah, man. And then somewhere, I don't know what the fuck, I remember thinking of a word, and I caught that word, and I somehow remembered where I was. And boom, I just got back into it. I remember where I got lost, dog. I remember hearing a girl say, and then what?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Doing ad libs to your shit.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, right?
Mama.
But I caught it. I caught that motherfucker and I went through with it. And I thought it went well, man. I thought it went well. Oh, yeah. And my plans are to do the same bit in the for the beginning, but refine it.
Yeah,
really get it down. And I have a couple of new things that I want to work on. Yeah, man.
It's funny you say that shit though, because like I remember when we saw him for the first time go up on stage,
mm-hmm.
And I remember, where did you go on the first time on stage? Just somewhere light, real quick.
Was it like sold out?
Was it sold out? Was it the Ontario?
It might have been like.
Was it like a
Acaron
improv? It might have been the, I don't know.
A 700 seater?
Yeah. Something light, you know. Some chill. Some stadium seating, you know.
the crypto arena?
How many minutes?
I opened up at the Ontario Improv for Alfred Robles.
Dope. I fucking love Alfred Robles. I feel that fool is one of like the most funniest, rawest, realest. Comedians up there,
down to earth too, yes. Bro.
Like no, like where he, you don't think like you can tell when some comedians go up there, and you can tell these fools have some shit written, prepared, and they're waiting for some shit to hit in order to get to the next line, kind of things like that.
Yeah,
that's not him. He's up there. He's present. And shout out Alfred Robles. I'm a huge fan.
By the way, one of the guys that was here when we didn't have that fucking AC.
Oh, I know, bro.
And I felt so bad, fool, because this one had shorts on, bro, and you just see the fucking like.
Yeah. It looks like a raindrop. When the homie was, when went up on at the improv, sold out crowd, it was crazy. Something like. I remember him tripping on not one of his lines, but like I remember him seeing him think about the next thing he was gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like good at like filling in the space of like before he would go, right? And I remember he did the same thing though, like you know how you look at your girl? Yeah. He looked at me in my eyes and I was like
and I went like this.
And I was like
Te la mamo.
Come get this dicky wicky. Nah, but he looked at me dead in the eyes and I was like, you don't got this, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
And then he looked at me and I was like,
get off.
I heard my girl in the crowd go, Choker.
Ass.
When's Alfred coming
on? Who's gagging now?
How was it for you?
It was epileptic or whatever. What, eclectic?
It
was something.
Electric?
Yeah.
Sidekick.
It was, Electric Avenue, actually. No, it was fucking, it felt almost like a dream, bro. Like, it felt like, it didn't feel like it was real. Mm. I remember the one thing I do remember was my intro music, because they had came to the green room and they had asked Alfred, like, hey, like, what's the song you want to come out to? He told them, I think it was Timmy Trumpets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked us, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? We get a song, bro? I thought, if anything, they just, you know, threw you out there, you know? So I was like, all right.
Threw you out there to see.
Hey, you know what would be a dope-ass song to come out to?
What?
The Stone Cold song.
You're fucking close, bro, because I came out to the DX intro music. And so I go on stage and I'm like, and I'm scared, and I just remember doing this, bro. And then I hear people laughing. And then I went up on stage, bro, and I remember saying like some shit that wasn't even funny. Like,
and then I murdered.
It wasn't even funny.
I'm a natural.
And then I heard people go, and I was like, oh, you fuckers are getting it, bro. Consent or not.
Okay.
And then from there, it's like I said, it just got the ball rolling and stuff. And there was a point too where I had forgotten where I was. And luckily somebody had like, it was quiet. And then someone had like laughed like extremely loud, bro, way louder than they should have. And then it was just like, I laughed at their laugh and I pointed that out. And then they started laughing and I was like, all right, I'm back. Let's get this shit going, you know, and let me get through it. And I was only supposed to do like what?
like 35 minutes.
You're supposed to do seven. You're supposed to do 6 minutes.
I was supposed to do three or four.
You did 13 or 14.
Okay.
Yeah, you went a little bonkers.
You went bonkers, but you made up for the homie's time, that because our homie went in and just did a whole like speed run.
Also
when they, instead of calling his name, they called the homie's name, and then this fool walked out.
Who gives
that sucks.
Yeah, but it was cool.
It's whatever.
Then he got mad and he threw a fit on stage. Huh?
And I fucking shook my leg.
How many times have you done it now, bro?
That was my first time, dog. That was my first time. It's gonna be...
Have you been itching to get back out there?
Yes. I just don't know. I've been busy as hell. Again with work. But I wouldn't know like where to go next. How do I go about what I would like to try, bro? I would like to go out and perform somewhere where donde no me conocen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like a part of any troll adventure stuff or anything like that.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere cold. and really fucking go out there in the fire, you know?
Like on a, the way, like an open mic type of stuff? Or
yeah, man. And then really...
Llévatelo, güey.
Yeah, you can go together.
Llévatelo.
Yeah.
Fucking... ¿Dónde vas tú?
I forgot the name of it. If I look it up...
The Chatterbox.
Yeah. There we go. And a friend I recommend.
Hey, they did not know you.
Ontario Improv does, Ontario Improv does it too every first Tuesday of the month.
Oh, what is
that? But who's going to remember that, bro?
Well, you can just look on the internet, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a cool little place. They didn't like me, but it was a cool place. Yeah. That was the first time I'd ever done comedy because...
And what a venue, dude.
Yeah, because I got scared about that. I got stayed a little bit of like, fuck, like, I don't know if I'm good enough. And then sure enough, I went into Chatterbox and I went up and I ate shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then I went through a moment of despair and then... Like a phoenix from the ashes, I rose.
Attaboy.
House of Dragons, all right.
It's not when you go down, it's what you do when you get up.
It's about who you bring down with you. Just start making shit up.
You got to hit him, Rocco.
Yeah.
But I was wanting to do the whole, like, your questions, because I know that you asked some questions from the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask, I was going to see how I was going today. I was like, let me see how he is, like, if he fucks with us.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, because they asked for opinions and how advice, right?
Okay.
I think it'd be hilarious if you just did it in, like, the sleepy, like the mom.
Funny.
The Mexican mom.
¿Qué quieres?
In the voice like that.
¿Qué quieres?
That voice.
¿Cómo?
Así.
¿Qué quieres que te diga, mijo?
Yeah, so they obviously, they have real life questions and advice, but I think it'd be hilarious. Cause
they want me to answer these questions?
I want you to answer it. I would if you want to. You don't have to.
So we call this a Tuesday and Thursday story. This is where I go
Would you like a wig to get into?
No, it's all good.
All right.
This is where I go onto IG and I ask you guys, the fans, for any of your, if you guys need any advice or maybe there's a prompt for the day. And you submit your answers, and we answer them here on the podcast. Mm. And who better answer it than
Sleepy Mom?
Yeah, Sleepy Mom. All right. This one starts off with, should I quit my job and be a coyote? This 9-to-5 ain't adding up.
Mm. Sí, mijo. Sí, déjame decirte por qué. Es buena feria, mijo. Es buena feria. Soy honesta. Cuando hay necesidad, hay que hacer. Y pues, si vas a ser coyote, mándame a mis tías. Ahí te mando a mi tía Lupe no. A esa que se quede allá.
Que se quede.
Que allá, que se quede allá. Pero si te vas a ser coyote, call me. Ok, baby. Good business. Te voy a dar good business. Pero descuento. Thank you.
Do you want a serious one?
A serious. I think it's funny.
Okay. All right. We're going to take your problems and now they mean nothing.
You'll be fine.
All right. Someone asked. Hold on. Let me go find this real quick. Sorry. It's like, shit, I got to click through. How do you let someone down easily without breaking their heart or making it awkward?
Oh, muy easy, mijo. Muy easy. No te preocupes.
Everything's easy. Everything's like easy.
No te preocupes. Le miras a los ojos y le digas, vete mucho a la chingada. Y así nomás.
Yeah.
Y déjame decirte por qué. Porque cuando lo haces muy feo, así de brutal, es ahí lo cortas y no sientes nada.
That's true.
Hay que ser mamón, mijo. Hay que ser
mamón. It's been facts, though. I think he might.
Hay que ser mamón.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Hay que ser mamón.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I think that's good advice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Sorry, yeah, you gotta let him know.
It couldn't have been any more well put, in my opinion. Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's the thing too, right? With like moms, they always have the best intentions, they just don't execute it.
Perdón.
The best way.
Perdón.
Perdón. Oh, excuse me. Oi. Oi.
Salud. Damn, mom.
Shit.
All right, mom.
Excuse me. Fucking shit.
A chingao.
Turn it to dad real quick. Fucking shit.
All right, this one comes from another viewer. She wants to ask, signs that he just isn't that interested in you.
Ay, mija.
Pendeja.
Ay, chiquita.
Tontita.
No, vieja.
Si no te roban, like,
¿a quién le vas a estar rogando? Yeah.
Si lo encuentras por ahí, por la Instagram, dándole like, no está Instre, no, no está Intereste. Okay? ¿Cómo se dice la palabra? Intereste. Okay?
Simonkeys.
Si tú pongas fotos con tanga puesta,
yeah,
y le dé like, ok. Pero si tú pongas foto cuando te despiertas en la mañana, sin maquillaje, así de fea como estás, y no te da like, no está interete.
He's betting.
Thanks, Mama.
Advice from Johnny Who.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Fuck yeah.
Y si le abres la pierna, si todavía no le entra, no está interesado.
I don't think he's interested. He's like, oh no, I'm okay.
What are some signs that you're not interested in someone? Like,
hey, these lucky motherfuckers.
Yeah. Shit. I mean,
they got it. They got the their question. Oh, they want
for real signs that somebody's not interested?
Yeah.
Oh man, actions speak louder than words, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Actions speak louder than words. What can I tell you?
And then there's sometimes where they're stringing it along. Like, people don't get the stringing along part.
But what about like when you're acting uninterested though, to get her interested in you? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, why are you playing games? Oh, man, it's so.
Some girls like that little game that you play with them when you're like, oh, you know, I like you, but I don't like you like you.
You're too cool for school type.
I like you, but I have a wife.
Because sometimes you do kind of have to. Okay.
Man. Why didn't you tell me? Like, I'm shy.
It all depends, man. If you're trying to play games, go ahead and play games. But if you're really trying to connect with somebody, I don't think you really have to play those games. I mean, I'm older now, so I don't really have time for that shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have time for that. No. Shit, man. Now, like, you see how it gets, like, the real me? It's kind of hard for me to answer these questions.
Oh, yeah, with the mom? The mom? Very easy.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah. They come out like nothing, but want to be serious. Yeah. Fuck.
I feel like you shouldn't be able to tell when someone's not interested. It's how do you know if someone's not interested in you?
Yeah, actions speak louder than words. People
will try to hang out with you. They'll try to hang out. There's some people like,
yeah.
If someone likes you and they genuinely like you, like, they'll make you a priority. Like, you'll know. Like, they'll like say, hey, you want to go out and get something to eat? Hey, you hungry? You know, and they'll bring up somewhere that you might want, you know, that you might have told them that you liked, but it was something small. You probably wouldn't have thought that they would have, you know, listened to, but they remembered. You know what I mean? It's like those little things. You know what I mean? Like,
they're paying attention to the details when you speak.
Yeah. Pick up on small shit.
Unless you're dating me, because I don't remember shit.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
But do they ever gaslight you and be like, no, I told you that. They never told you shit.
Yeah, I'll get gaslit when I get home.
Every day.
It's just like, I don't know. I guess, for me, I used to have like a rule. Like, if I'm trying to kick it with you and it's like, if we get to the point where it's like, yeah, we're going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And then like twice already where it's like, oh, no, I got to cancel. Mm-hmm. No, I got to cancel. It's like, or no, something came up and it's like, all right, this is not going to work.
You can tell the difference when somebody's treating you like a hobby or a priority. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah. I think you can.
How would you want to treat somebody if you really like them? How would you treat them?
Yeah,
expect the same.
You manipulate them,
and if you don't get if you don't get the same, then
that's facts.
All right,
yeah, one more.
Yeah, I have this one. It's a little bit lengthy.
Uh huh.
I think it's a good question.
A lengthy one. Oh shit.
Yeah. The only problem is like I asked them in depth, so it goes to the question, then I have to go to the answer.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, but if I can go back to letting somebody down on the real note, it really doesn't really differ from what I said. Like, you kind of have to be brutally honest with somebody. Tell them the truth. Be truthful as to why you have to say. I mean, why it has to end or you're not feeling it. Be real with them, and I think they'll appreciate that much more than you being around the block or being around the bush and not, you know.
Yeah, or
not giving that closure. Closure means a lot, man. Closure means a lot. So just be direct and
use the right words, right?
Yeah, because don't hurt them too.
No, don't hurt them, but just like just be honest. Like, hey, this isn't for me. I'm not right for you. If we were to continue on this path, I don't think it'd be beneficial for either one of us, to be honest with you.
Were you good at like ending relationships?
No. Yes and no. No. Because my past relationship, we were always on and off, and that was just immaturity, though, you know.
Yeah.
You don't seem like a dating around kind of guy.
Nah, I mean,
you seem like a relationship person. Like.
I was always kind of like a relationship type of dude. I think I, because that's how I grew up thinking, like, I don't know. You had to be some, it's like boyfriend. It's weird because I was like before the whole Tinder thing. I'm glad I was before that whole Tinder thing, bro, because fuck that.
You would want to run? He's on a street.
He
looked like MJ.
He'll be a three-peat.
Yeah. Kill you, boy. No, baby. I never touched that Tinder, but... Yeah. But yeah, man.
I think you're right, though.
Yeah. I've always been more about connection rather than... the necessity of wanting to be inside of a hole all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like intimacy to me is just, that shit's deep, man. Yeah. And being intimate with just any random person is, I don't know.
Also, it's scary with the STDs and all that
shit. Yeah, that, you know, that's like a whole different world.
That shit,
yeah.
That shit really is scary. That shit scares me. It's just like, if I was out there being a fucking perro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear your Tia Chlamydia's in town. Like, what?
That shit would be scary, bro. Like, food is just out there, you know, willy-nilly, just, you know, giving the dicky wiki.
Yep. Yeah. Dicky wiki, bro. That's the word of the day.
Dicky wiki.
Yeah. The chili willy.
Mm-hmm. What you got first?
All right, ended on this one?
This one's going to be the last one. This is... This person asks advice on a man that can't leave mommy and daddy.
And then you're going to go into detail?
Let him do his thing.
Ya eres bastante hombre. Okay? Si tienes bigote, a la chingada. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Si yo no te baño, a la chingada. Okay, si yo no te lavo los dientes, a la chingada.
Damn, yeah. They're like 12.
But he said, but he might not be ready to commit.
No. ¿Cómo que comer? ¿Comir aquí? ¿No puede ser comer a ser hombre? No. Ándale, mijo.
A poner los pilas.
Too bad I haven't left my parents' house.
Sure. Yeah. So let's get into depth right here. She says, so about 2 years ago,
No. Wait, what? Get into death? Oh, great.
So about 2 years ago, his sister got diagnosed with the C word. And they had to move to Texas for her treatments. That really hurt him because he was here and had to stay here to work. He's 24, by the way. Or you know what? Sorry, I'm reading this. Let me read this part section first because I think this is more important. I've been with a man for 4 years and we talk about our future all the time. And we always talk about where we are wanting to live. We both live in Nebraska. And one day I would love to move to another state to start a life somewhere else. But he is very set on staying in Nebraska to be close to his parents, which I do understand. I still live with my parents and he lives with his. I worry he's not willing to move out just so he can stay close to mommy and daddy. He tells me he's not ready to move out and not willing to move anywhere far from his family. I get worried when we get married, he won't fully commit to me and still put his family first before his own. Mm-hmm. Every family makes sacrifices and leaves home, but he's still holding on to being a child and does not want to grow up. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am way more mature than he is and I know for sure what I want, but he does not and I am only 20. Mm-hmm. By the way, I love the pod. You guys make me laugh.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, blah, blah. You're 20. Thank you. You're young, though.
And also, like, yeah, like you said, you're living with your parents as well.
Yeah.
No, but I think what she's trying to say is that she doesn't mind.
She's ready to go. But
he's also 24, and she's 20.
Wait, but that first part was real, right? Like her boyfriend's sister got the C word.
Yeah. So she goes on to say, so about 2 years ago, his sister got diagnosed with cancer. They had to move to Texas for her treatments. That really hurt him because he was here and had to stay here to work. And when they moved away, he was all alone and only had me and had no one to cook for him or clean. He had to take care of all the bills, which he was able to do. That's something I do love about him. He is able to take care of himself. He is a very hard worker. He's not lazy and he has accomplished so much. So that's not a problem for me. Anyways, when that all happened, I made the choice to step up and I basically learned how to cook and clean and I would help him with bills if he needed, which was very rare.
Before, I would never do any of that, and I had learned so much for him because I loved him that much. I didn't want to see him suffer. He told me before that if you want to be a wifey, you need to do wifey things.
Oh, which that's it was all green flags until then.
You had it.
Yeah. And one of my flaws, I guess you could say, was that I never wanted to put in that work and of being a wifey and just wanted it all. I would expect him to do things for me and to want a future with me when I don't even want to learn how to, when I didn't even want to learn how to mature and change for him. Once his parents moved away, it was like an eye opener. Mm-hmm. It made me change my ways. And to this day, even though I'm still doing all of these things for him, I feel like it still won't be enough for him to fully commit to me. I still live with my parents and I still go to his house and cook and clean and pack him lunch when I barely do those things at my own house because I was never taught to by my mom, would always do everything around in my household.
Yeah.
I beg to differ. She says she feels like she's more mature than him. I feel like it's the opposite. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like as you get older, you start to realize how much your parents really mean to you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like he's getting older. He's realizing, you know, like, why can't he have best of both worlds? You know, like, he has his family with his girl. They started their own family, but he keeps his parents close. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think she said she was 20, right?
Yeah.
So she's just like, right now she's young. She's like, oh, I don't really care. But then as you get older, you start to realize, holy shit, like I have less time with my parents now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And you kind of want to see them more, visit them more. And it's like, the more time you spend with your parents, as you get older, you start to realize it's less time that you have with them. And I don't think it's bad. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. I just don't think it's bad if he wants to spend more time with them. If he wants to keep them close, like, you know, like a 30-minute drive, 20-minute drive, 15-minute drive, whatever. But anything farther than that, like moving across the state, like to like hours away, that's kind of harsh. You know, it's like now you don't see your parents anymore. And it's like, yeah. Like you can love two families at once, you know, like the family that you grew up with and the new family that you start.
And your side chick. And
I mean, it all depends on what state of your in life you are in. Nebraska. You're obviously very young. No, not like literally.
He's trolling. But,
Yeah.
Nah, is he? You
sold think? Out. Sold out. By the way,
just in case you're wondering, I'm for real. You might have heard of him.
But it all depends on the state of life that you're in. You're obviously young, 20, and it's very difficult when it comes to family, especially with family traumas like that. When they go through something like that. You mentioned him having the guilt of him not being there when his sister was diagnosed. That can wear somebody forever.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, I would say it all depends on where you are in life, what you want in life, and how much you love this person.
Right.
Because if you really want this life with this person in particular, I think you're going to have to eat this. Because this is some heavy shit. As much as you would want him to commit to you, that guilt is so much more heavier than anything you can imagine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to learn how to be patient with that. And the more you show that you are patient with that, I think you will be rewarded if you want to choose that path with this person. Again, you're still young. You don't necessarily have to. It's okay to be selfish. You know, I mean, that's one thing I wanted to like convey for young people, like at that age, like it's cool. It's okay to be selfish. Think about yourself.
That's what I was going to ask you is, do you think she's being selfish? Not whether or not that's bad or good, but do you think that it's being selfish?
Well, yeah, it's to a certain degree, right? Because you're in plain basis. Yeah, it is selfish, right? Because it's like, I want this and he's not giving me this. It is a selfish thing, but it's natural. It's okay.
Right.
You know, we all want something. So again, to answer your question is how much do you love this person? And how much do you want this life with this person? If you really do want to have this life with this person, you really love this person and you want to do it with this, I'm sorry, you want to go through this with this person, then you're going to have to put up, you're going to have to learn how to be more patient and you guys will grow from it. And if you do not, if you want, you know, again, you're young, you can still find that somewhere else.
See, sounds like he has it all under control in a sense of like,
can I point something real out real quick? Just real quick.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It was funny.
I think I like you, man.
It was funny hearing the insightful and helpful advice. But remember, he also answered it as the mom?
Yeah. I think I like that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, he sounded like he has everything, like, under control, like, in the sense of, like, money, because she only helped, like, maybe rarely, she said, that she came to help him with the money and stuff. Mm. Sounds like he's doing everything on his end to make it happen. You know, obviously, that's a conversation to have in the future. I mean, he living with that guilt of not being there, so now he, like, I want to stay tight-knit right here, mm-hmm. right now, because I'm sure he understands, too, that his sister, you know, it's supposed to go the other way around. Like, you're supposed to bury your parents are supposed to bury you. So now he's like, I understand that happened randomly, and my parents are older.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's in his mind. But he got everything under control, right? And now, like, let's say he decided to leave because te falta that 5% of moving somewhere else with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you go find it somewhere else with somebody that doesn't do the 95 that he does. But this guy is willing to just leave his family just for the fuck of it to give you a house and give you everything.
Because you're never going to find everything you want.
Exactly. So now you're going to go with this guy and he's going to treat you like shit. you know, whatever. Yeah, all this other stuff.
You're going to eat shit somewhere.
Yeah.
There's going to be shit to eat wherever you go. Believe that. So just... Yeah.
Go ahead, tell us what doesn't your girlfriend have? Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, what you hate about what you hate about her?
Hey, fuck. Let's get the clip.
You know, she's like
no dreams, you don't have to answer it.
She's trying to I don't know. She's just I think to Beto's point, I don't think she's as mature as she's not ready to live. She's not ready to live. I know, but I'm still calling it what
not
it is.
Not to undermine her either. Like her feelings are valid, but it's just like I'm sure we say things that even Alex is like, oh, these fools are still thinking like
kids.
Like younger people, because like you've already lived through life. And like same way we see like Beto go through things and we're like, Beto's still going through shit, you know? And then even Beto's talking to a 20-year-old right now because he can. Like people who have because
you still ain't shit.
You know, just people who have lived a little understand. Yep. Like you see, perspective. They understand it just a little bit better.
Also, some people don't grow up as close to their parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and she could be one of those people, right? So, where she's like kind of projecting. It's like, why do you want to be so close to your parents? Like, I'm not.
That I always bad. Found that weird dog about like white people in retirement homes. Like, fuck. Like, take care of your parents.
No,
I mean
sometimes the parents like it though, because like they get to fucking bro, like in retirement.
They get to fucking your right.
They do that.
Did you know 60% of STDs are contracted through retirement homes?
Yes, yeah.
They fucking.
Yeah, they all
they fucking in there.
6 to 9 in everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not even aware of it.
Bro. I don't remember this.
And then some of them have dementia, huh? They don't even remember that shit.
Bro.
Something like that.
So, I mean.
Every relationship has their trials and tribulations, right? And it's just like, well, like that just seems like you're on that ride. Sounds like he's a great guy. You sound like you're a great person. I know that you know you have a great sense of humor since you listen to us. So,
obviously,
she did say that. He said she did say that.
He's sold out. Yeah.
She did say that she was like he's childish though. Like I don't know what she meant by that. I should have dug further into
that. Yeah, the thing that she mentioned about
The fact that she's able to identify that she's childish is a level of maturity. So there you go. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Did you say she was or he was?
He was.
Oh, he was. Oh, never mind. I take that back.
Take that shit back, bro.
I take that back.
I don't know.
It's like, I like what? Have some empathy too. Like I know you said it like, oh, I get it. Yeah, but like have empathy because like they did go through like a traumatic ass experience like as a family.
So it's like I understand, but do you get it? Those are two different things.
Yeah.
I get that you went through your little shit with your family, but like
think about me now.
I'm trying to move.
Yeah.
I get that you have these little knickknacks. I'm sorry. You weren't here for that. Yeah. But it's just look, I think you want to live a life that you guys just want to live two different lives, honestly, and you're young.
No, but
what the fuck?
I think they want to live two different lives, bro.
Just ride
they
the
do. They want two different things.
You don't even know what he wants.
Yeah.
You got one perspective.
You want wifey things.
Yeah, and if you're worried about like the internet, like stop.
If he wants a dishwasher, he could buy one.
Jesus, I said exactly. Oh, dude.
Yeah,
I see. I see you're not here for the therapeutic relief. No,
fuck them.
So I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's just like I know the internet always tells you like, girl, if you want a ring on it, whatever, you want your own family, don't be doing wifey things. Why is he gonna wife you up if you're already doing the wifey things? It's like, don't worry about those loser ass bitches on the internet, bro. Yeah. Just worry about your relationship, and if you love him, you guys are gonna ride it out. You're gonna be fine.
It's weird because it doesn't seem, from what she's told us, it doesn't seem like he's really afraid to commit. But she says that he is. So maybe he's just like,
bro, they're 20.
Maybe
assuming he's the same age as her.
But maybe he's like,
what?
Am I afraid? I'm afraid that you're not committing.
At 20, you know what I was committing to? At 20, I was committing to what I wanted, a larger meeting, because I don't know if I had enough funds in my bank account.
I think it's my malita.
That's what I was committing to at 20, bro. Let's keep it a stack here.
Well, he's 24, so that's a little.
You know, and
that's Beto's age.
He had a,
and I'm not ready, bro.
Grown ass man, Beto.
Yeah, but assuming they're the same age, then he had to do a lot of growing up to do for his family. You know,
and that's my point, though. Yeah. Is like maybe he's afraid to commit to you because he knows you're young, and you probably aren't really ready to commit to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough to answer these questions because we don't know your backstory. We don't know how you met, why you met, why you're together.
She's 5'8". Okay, imagine. I just get to like, so she had an A in algebra.
Her social, but yeah.
No, I think Alex said it best though. I just said like, okay, if you love him and you're willing to sacrifice, then that's the sacrifice you're gonna have to make, because he's clearly not gonna budge. Like, that's his family. You cannot ask somebody to step away from their family. That's, I don't think that's reasonable.
Yeah, that's
I thought the Mexican mom said it best, but you.
Oh yeah, the Mexican mom did. My fault.
You could do whatever you want.
Yeah. Anyways,
this was fun.
This was dope. This was dope, bro. We appreciate you coming.
Living out my dreams,
you
for having me, man.
I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Me too.
Actually, because like you said, you're pursuing your dreams. You're going fucking full force.
Yeah, man, we have a tour coming up from April 6th through April 27th. We have a link on our Instagrams.
Pull up.
We definitely will be at the Ontario Improv. I think all of us will be in the
building. Yeah. Hell yeah, baby. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm not sure if that's official yet. I don't think we have improv. Is it?
It was on the
okay.
Flyer. It's on all right, Ontario Improv.
Yeah. Don't worry. I put in a good word for you, bro.
Last time I saw that, it wasn't official yet.
He told it out, bro. Don't worry.
Last time I saw it wasn't official.
I put a good word in for you.
Hell yeah. Thank you, dog. Yeah, appreciate it, bro. But
they didn't listen. But yeah,
drop your IG handle so you think.
Oh, Mijito Lex, at Mijito Lex with three O's. We have a podcast coming up with me and my homie.
Let's go.
Me, Eric, Super Ego, PD Flow, and I.
Have you heard of them? Have you heard of these guys before?
Hopefully you heard of us. It's going to be called the Homies Assemble Podcast.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Just connect with everybody again.
Yeah.
Should be coming up like in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Our first episode should go live in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But yeah, nice. Thank you guys for having me, man. It was fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
really. Not bad for earlier, bro. But a fucking stream was touched that I did not think was gonna get touched. Like. Nah, and I touched it myself. It wasn't you guys. It was me that touched it.
Oh, I was gonna say, bro.
We do that, bro. We do that.
Call me Carlos Santana. I just be touching these strings.
Oh shit. Okay.
There better be those things you be touching.
These G strings. I want to give a shout out to my girl. I love you. I mean the world. You got a big fat ass.
He's such a
to everybody that writes in always to the Tuesday and Thursday story, I want to give you guys a moment of appreciation. We appreciate every time you guys run. I'm sorry that sometimes we don't get on your stuff, but also sometimes you guys ask some stupid shit and I want to read on the pod. But thank you guys for writing in always. We really do appreciate even the funny ones that you guys really don't want advice for. Give a shout out to anybody who's come on, people that are coming on, whoever's watching. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, turn on notifications so you can see whenever we upload anything new. Make sure you guys go check us out also on Maple Alley. That's our sister channel on down in the description. If you guys want to send in holla babies, remember 10 words or less ads. Make sure you guys go and send those in. We really appreciate those. And with that, I'm gonna pass my shout outs to
anyone.
To Beto.
All right, I want to shout out. First of all, I want to shout out Sleepy Brown, Mijito Lex.
That's right.
It's crazy as fuck. You know, I just joined the team literally about a year ago, and I don't know, bro. Like, you're literally my childhood, bro. Like, I'm literally trying to keep my cool. but low-key fangirling inside, you know, like
that's love.
Like I have so many memories. Like I have a fucking video that I made with my homies, literally like earlier a topic that was brought up was people copying you guys. We literally copied the video like to the T, bro. Just
cause I'm a sue.
He came here to serve your papers. We didn't post it.
Nah, but it was like you guys are like literally such an inspiration to a generation, bro. And appreciate you,
man.
Like,
thanks, man.
The whole imposter syndrome, bro. Like, you're him, bro.
You're him. That's fact.
You're him, bro. Like, you're literally the guy, bro. So
thank you, man.
Like, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us the time. Thank you for being such a huge part of not just my childhood, but I'm sure like 99% of everybody watching right now. And I want to shout out my girl. Go follow me on Instagram. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm pretty sure we're gonna start posting soon.
Let's go.
And so I'll give that to Gazelle now.
Appreciate it, man. Love it.
Yeah, brother. I mean, they said it best, brother. Like, we just appreciate your time. It means a lot. I appreciate you being raw and just truly yourself from the second you got here to right now, brother. You really just, you know. We're just complete strangers, and you just kind of like let us into like what it's like to be you, and you know, I appreciate that. And yeah, that's it for me. Shout out my lady as well, and shout out to all the girls out there trying to back down their man, even though they want to focus on their family. Shout out to you.
You're 20.
Yeah, but shout out to you again for coming through.
Thanks.
It is for me personally. It is full circle, you know. They've expressed how they feel about it, but this is like full circle. Like, and literally, we would gather around. I think I've gathered around the big ass Dells and watched you guys on YouTube, and it's just so crazy, like that you're actually just here. And I did want to tell you that I am fucking proud of you for like the way you went about your whole family. Like, I'm genuinely proud of you, man. And I can't wait to see what's to come. And what's to come is on fucking. April 25th on Thursday, at least right here on Ontario Improv.
Yes,
where we're around.
Yes,
I got you an exact date for you. Yeah. But so that's we'll all be there.
Yeah, and the tickets will be linked in the description.
Yeah,
below.
So let's as if they need our help, but let's just try to help sell this shit out so he can know what it feels like to be like Dreams. And sell it out.
Yeah, bro. I'm just trying to be like you, Doug.
I put a mirror on my bedroom so I could look up to myself.
I dig it.
But you know, so shout out to you again for being on.
I appreciate
shout out to
it,
all the listeners. I know a lot of you grew up with them because you know Cholo Adventures was one that was like when you ask for who you going on, like, we'll try to go get them. Like so I know a lot of them know who you are. So and if you don't, just follow them. They're gonna do a lot of great things. I'm glad to see you back in this space. It's
thanks,
amazing
bro.
To hear it.
Shit, man.
And
I'm hoping to see you outside this space in construction, bro. Let me get work.
As
you guys end up competition?
Fuck that. My candidates are better.
Put a Mickey Mouse over there.
Thank you again. Thank you everyone for watching. Shout out to my family. Shout out to all the homies. Shout out to my girl. With that, we out.
Again, peace. Man. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love, man.